This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, I don't get it, people. You know, I just leave for a couple days. That's all I did. I leave for a couple days. And I come back, and I mean, the world is just all crazy. We honestly can't eat Ritz crackers now. We have salmonella on our Ritz crackers and our Goldfish crackers. I guess Swiss rolls. Swiss rolls are being recalled. What are the Swiss? How did the Swiss get involved with this? The Swiss never get involved with everything they're neutral. I don't understand why we have all the salmonella stuff going on. Colonoscopy. Colonoscopes, people are upset about that you can't eat off of them. I'm not sure what chaos is going on. Demi Lovato hospitalized for possible heroin overdose. Let me just tell you guys, okay? When I leave town, let me leave town and do what I got to do. And then when I come back, you guys could lay all this crap on me. So where was I? Well, first, I did a lot. I got a lot done. Okay, this is my problem. I'm a workaholic. So I don't go on vacation to vacation. I go to work. So I went to San Diego, and I went to Comic-Con. And Comic-Con's very interesting, okay? I never, I guess, had a desire to go to Comic-Con years ago because I love collecting antiques, and I thought I would get depressed that there would be all these vintage comic books. And I'm like, you know what? Since I'm not collecting comic books, since I have to, you know, stop or I could obsess and overshop when it comes to antiques, I don't buy clothes, I don't buy jewelry, I don't even buy toys for the kids. When it comes to antiques, I love antiques. So I'm like, don't go to Comic-Con because you'll overdo it with, you know, comic books. And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I don't have to buy comic books. I'm good. But then Comic-Con turned into something else where there was a lot of, you know, Marvel and DC, as the Marvel movies came out, you know, started to get really big, and the DC movies, and, you know, there was Star Wars there, and Simpsons, and I'm like, okay, wait a second, okay, this is really, really cool. So I go, and I got a press pass, which is wonderful, because it's almost impossible to get into Comic-Con, and wow, I mean, it was pretty impressive. There was an Aqua Girl outfit, which I'm going to get, very, very sexy. I went as Rey. I needed to wear something comfortable that I could wear without heels. If I went as Wonder Woman, I would have had to shave or wax. If I went as Aqua Girl, I would have had to wear some sexy heels. No, so I went as Rey. You know, Rey's, you know, from Star Wars, really practical looking. You know, it was an easy outfit. Not very sexy, but I wasn't trying to be sexy. I was just trying to get through Comic-Con in one piece, right? So, I think there's an Aqua Girl movie coming out. Okay, I saw some guy running around in the Spaceballs barf outfit. They never made a Spaceballs sequel, but hopefully they will now. Now that Star Wars got big again, I saw a lot of stormtroopers, hung out with them. I posted pictures on my Facebook and Twitter. I ran into BB-8. Nobody knows. See, BB-8 is that new droid that's supposed to be the new R2-D2, and a lot of people didn't like BB-8. I like BB-8. I thought BB-8 was really cool. By the way, everybody there wants to take pictures. You know, if you have a real cool costume, you're a celebrity at Comic-Con. So then everybody wants to take pictures with you. So it was great. There was a Darth Vader, very sexy. Am I the only one who thinks Darth Vader's sexy? I just thought I was, you know why? Because he's a bad boy. So anyway, there was a Darth Vader there, and I was like, oh, man, I have got to take a picture with you, you know, hug your cape. It was really, he was really, really sexy. Iron Man, there was an Iron Man, and the Iron Man, I got a picture of me and Iron Man. Iron Man, he corrected my anemia. Let's just say that, okay? I am no longer anemic. Thank you, Iron Man. No, it was just a statue. The Aquaman was there. The guy who plays Aquaman, who was also in Game of Thrones. Why can't I think of his name? Oh, come on. Okay, hold on a second. I got to come up with Aquaman's name. You guys, Aquaman, sorry. Aquaman actor, I have to. I love him. Oh, he is handsome. I don't know if he played Drago. Oh, Jason Momoa? Yeah, he was also in Game of Thrones. He was there. In fact, I caught a picture of him looking at me. And because I was pressed, I got to stand in an area when he was coming down. And if you look at him as he's looking at me, you can see him go, damn, man, I wish she was in the movie with me. So that was really cool. Then Nicole Kidman was there. What's very interesting about Nicole Kidman is she has my same hair color. So when I was starting to, you know, Instagram these photos, I'm like, I thought it was me for a second. I look like Nicole Kidman. I thought that was very, very cool. The Supergirl lady was there. She was really, really nice. And, oh, do you guys remember Booger from Revenge of the Nerds? Curtis Armstrong? Apparently he is, I think, an American Dad. I think he's one of the voices. So I saw Booger, though he was really nice. I liked Booger. I saw Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek. Exquisite still. Absolutely exquisite. But this was the highlight of my Comic-Con trip. There was a very handsome gentleman, older gentleman, looks like in his 70s, sitting there. And anytime I see an older man, I'm kind of into older men. And so I like, you know what, I need to go up there because he's sitting there. And I want to make him feel good. And so I go up there because, again, you know, I'm pressed. I want to know what's going on. And I go, hi. And then I see all his pictures. There's pictures of him in the 1960s. I go, man, you were handsome then and you're handsome now. And he is. He's a real handsome guy. So I try to take a quick selfie with him. And then I come to realize that that was George Lazenby. Now, how many of you guys know who George Lazenby is? He was the 007 that only did one movie. Yes, so I actually got to be a Bond girl. Is that incredible? Yes, I was actually a Bond girl for a split second. So anyway, that was Comic-Con. Then we went up to San Francisco to cool off. I was on that little street, that crooked street, you know, that you saw on Ant-Man. So I posted a video of Crooked Street. So us going down there, but it takes a Dramamine because it's kind of a messy thing. And then I went on the Golden Gate Bridge. That was really nice. There was Moore Woods. You guys got to go to Moore Woods, but you got to make a reservation. They won't let you park there. Those woods are gorgeous. I wanted to go to Endor, where Star Trek was filmed. That was too far north. Carmel, Monterey. I was all over the place. And then we visited Alcatraz, but only the outside. And that's where I was. So let's get to the news and see what the heck happened when I was gone. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, let's start with this. 11 babies have died after pregnant women were given Viagra in a Dutch study. Now, why the hell were pregnant women given Viagra? Now, if you guys remember, sildenafil was not originally designed to be an erectile dysfunction drug. It was supposed to be a drug looking at increasing blood flow for pulmonary hypertension or other sort of end organs. And so, a Dutch trial had to be halted after 11 babies of mothers using the medication died because they were looking at the beneficial effects of increasing blood flow to the placenta in mothers whose unborn babies were severely underdeveloped. So they were looking at if Viagra could increase blood flow to the placenta. I get the logic. I get how these medications, with its feedback mechanism on nitrous oxide, which helps dilate the blood vessels, I get why they would be looking at an increased blood flow study, but this is a cluster. Babies died. The trial was stopped on Monday. Roughly half of 183 pregnant women participating were taking the sildenafil, which is the generic of Viagra. That's according to Amsterdam University's Academic Medical Center. Now, the study started in 2015. It involved 11 hospitals. 15 women who took the medication have not yet given birth. And they said previous studies have shown that the sildenafil would have a positive effect on the growth of babies. The first results of the current study showed that there may be adverse effects for the baby after birth. The results show that 17 babies were born with lung conditions and 11 of them died. Among the roughly equal control group, just 3 babies had lung problems and none of them died. Among the women taking sildenafil, 11 of the babies died due to a, quote, possible related lung condition that causes high blood pressure in the lungs and may have resulted from reduced oxygen levels. So it looks like it actually caused pulmonary hypertension, increased blood pressure in the lungs, which could cause a cascade of events that decreases one's ability to take in oxygen. So they say an interim analysis found that the chance of blood vessel disease in the lungs appears to be greater than the chance of death after birth. Seems to have been increased, they said. And they said the researchers found no positive effect for the children on other outcomes. So stop the study. It's a stupid study. Stephen Evans, a professor of pharmacoepidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, said the small number of trials with pregnant women has limited our knowledge of medicines in pregnant women. There have been other studies in this area, both involving preliminary work using animals and using pregnant women, and no indication that the treatment was dangerous. The drug was originally developed by Pfizer, now is off patent and available as a generic. Pfizer had made no immediate comment. And I don't think Pfizer's involved. I mean, these are people using a generic form of the medication. Pfizer, you know, got FDA approval for erectile dysfunction. Okay, people better not be starting to blame Pfizer for this one. I like Pfizer. Pfizer came out with some real good drugs. Z-Pak, Zoloft, Zyrtec, Viagra, Lipitor. I'm a fan of Pfizer. They have great drugs out there. So, some of you may be beside yourselves that a study like this is done. Let me, though, explain something to you. All right. In science, and this is the part of science that nobody likes to talk about, we, unfortunately, in order to make some of the headway that we have in medicine, it was at the expense of people originally. We don't want to talk about it. It doesn't get publicized. It's a kind of a sad, not very bright point in our medical history. But in order for us to know what does what these days, it took people sacrificing themselves, not on purpose. Like, for example, when x-rays started to be used routinely or began to be used, the techs would have to x-ray themselves, right? Stick their hand in front to make sure it was working and the levels were right. Well, doing that every day, you know, when you turn on the machine, after a while, that person ended up getting either leukemia or some sort of cancer or some sort of other medical anomaly because of the constant exposure. We hear of stories where homeless people years ago were being taken by hospitals, given food, but experimented on medically. Pregnant women who had babies who were deemed where the baby probably wouldn't have a strong life or live longer than a few months were offered to be used for experimentation to see if certain medications would help the baby. They felt they had nothing to lose. So, in medicine, experiments happen. We have a lot more ethics. We have a lot more oversight now with these studies. So, we actually have had a little bit of a halt in some of our research because there's some things we just can't do. Like, if somebody wants to see if something causes autism, like, you know, there was a theory that our cell phones were causing children to be autistic. We have such a huge hike in autistic children over the last 20 years that people wanted to know, well, what was it? What are we doing today, or what have we been doing the past 20 years that we didn't do as much in the past? All right, so some people think vaccines, but autism is more of a genetic, has more of a genetic root, so I would not say vaccines, but that's one theory. People out there, well, you know, we have a lot more vaccines than we used to, but another theory out there is, well, we use more cell phones. So maybe it's the electromagnetic radiation that's causing babies to then develop this neurological disorder, socio-behavioral neurological disorder. I'm not completely convinced of that. You know, one thing I noticed is a lot of us are older when we have babies. That could be an issue. Some of us have fibroids. Many of the women who have had autistic children had fibroids. And I wonder if maybe a fibroid pushing against the baby during development could have had an issue. I mean, again, we're pulling this out of our retroperitoneums. But nobody in this day and age can say, look, you have a healthy pregnancy. I want to see if I could turn the baby autistic. So, will you do X, Y, and Z? We can't do that. If we could, I'm not saying I want that, but in theory, you have 1,000 women who volunteer. You do something for one group, something for another group, nothing for another group, nothing, something for another group, and then you compare them all. You might get some very good data, but who wants to do that? Because nobody wants to, you know, cause any changes to a fetus that has a chance of being born with all its capabilities. Even though I think autistic children are even more capable than we are, we just haven't figured it out. We try to dumb these children down to our level when we need to smarten up to their level. But that's a whole other conversation for a different day. So, we can't study if a medicine hurts a baby, if an exposure hurts a baby, if it affects a pregnant woman. We can't do that. And so one thing that I had was placental insufficiency when I had two kids. I was a little older. I was 28 years old and then 30 years old when I was pregnant. And that's kind of older. It's not old, but it's considered older for having, you know, giving birth. And I had placental insufficiency where I was not sending enough blood or fluid to the babies. And the babies were in distress. So if I had given birth in caveman days, they wouldn't have made it. Thank God in this day and age you did. And so I could see why there's this need to see, you know, well, is there a medication we could give you to increase blood flow? But we can't study it if babies are dying. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Apparently a woman with Ebola was able to spread it a year after infection. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump about to welcome the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker today for White House talks that could be very tense. The president and the leader of the European Union's executive arm will discuss some major differences, especially when it comes to trade and especially when it comes to car tariffs. Meanwhile, Senate Republican Marco Rubio is applauding the president's tough stance when it comes to trade with China.
Finally, an administration standing up to them. There will be some pain, but there will be some pain for China, too. But we are running out of time to get this right. They don't seek parity with the United States. They seek to overtake us. They seek to dominate us economically. We cannot allow that to happen.
A man takes a pickaxe and destroys the president's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame early today. Witnesses say he brought the pickaxe in a guitar case. He later turned himself in to police. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish-authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Hollywood legend Clint Eastwood reportedly filed a lawsuit Tuesday against a medical company accusing the group of manipulating a business deal in order to acquire research patents. Now, Eastwood has been an investor and a shareholder for Dr. Harry Demopoulos and his company, Antioxidant Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Now, that was before it merged under a new company called Molecular Defenses Corp., according to The Hollywood Reporter. And the lawsuit was filed against Molecular Defenses and its head, Kevin Davis. Prior to his death, Demopoulos reportedly focused research on the supplement glutathione. And in the lawsuit, the actor claimed that at the end of 2015, the company underwent the, quote, allegedly voluntary restructuring into Molecular Defenses Corporation. But by beginning of the following year, Demopoulos had a stroke, and according to the lawsuit, It was at this tragic time that the defendants pounced, seizing his business and six U.S. glutathione patents for their own ends. So, as a researcher was working to improve his health, the lawsuit alleged that Molecular Defenses had an agreement drawn up that was purportedly signed by Dr. Demopoulos, by his attorney, in fact, provided for the assignment of the six U.S. glutathione patents from APC to defendant Molecular Defense Holdings. You guys all get this law stuff? So, in the lawsuit, the actor reportedly claimed that unbeknownst to him, Demopoulos' company had previously disbanded more than a decade earlier, and their properties were not dispersed to investors. So, according to the Hollywood Reporter, they said Dr. Demopoulos passed away a short time later, leaving unfinished and in shambles his alleged efforts to consolidate his business and account for the resulting rights of equity owed by the shareholders, which means Eastwood could have made a lot of money. His trust has made Herculean efforts to get a hold of material related to the business operation, shareholders, and intellectual properties. And Molecular Defenses Corporation is accused of failing to provide even the bare minimum. So, what does this mean? It means be very, very careful when you start to invest in any of these companies that later get taken over by big companies. Small companies will start researching something, they'll be on to something, they'll patent something, and then somebody else comes in and then tries to take over and scoop up all the patents. You, being a small part of the smaller company, could get screwed. That's what it means. I'm not sure, you know, you would think Clint Eastwood had some good lawyers writing all this stuff up. But, oh, so, I guess I hope Clint Eastwood does what he needs to do. He sure knows how to make some damn good movies. All right, let's talk about Salmonella. Honey Smacks, right, had to be recalled. Goldfish crackers. Ritz crackers. Salmonella is supposed to be on raw turkey. Raw chicken. How the hell is it getting into packaged products that are supposed to be in the shelf? Well, because Salmonella can live in dry environments. Swiss rolls. You know those yummy chocolate rolls that are, oh my gosh. Yep. Goldfish, Ritz crackers, Swiss rolls made by Flower Foods and sold under various brand names are believed to use a whey powder manufactured by Associated Milk Producers, according to the FDA. And the recalls have been initiated out of an abundance of caution as nobody has gotten sick yet. That's why I told you guys last week, if Sugar Smacks or Honey Smacks had to be recalled, what other cereals? You know? So, was it Little Miss Muffet sat in her tuffet eating her curds and whey? Curds and whey, that never sounded delicious to me. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I never wanted to visit England, because I was afraid I would have to eat curds and whey. I wanted, like, corned beef hash. And I'm like, there's no way I could go to London or England. Turns out you can get a decent breakfast in England. I'm telling you that right now. But this whole curds and whey thing grossed me out as a kid. So according to FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who's been really, really busy lately, if you've noticed, with all these recalls, he says there's no evidence at this time that anyone was sickened from one of these products. We know that these products are widely eaten by consumers, including kids. That, in part, is why we're taking steps to intervene early on this potential risk. So, my guess is this is a very common ingredient, this whey powder. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to hear more products that have this whey powder. Now, Salmonella, again, is a bacteria. It apparently makes about 1.2 million of us sick each year, according to USA Today. 23,000 hospitalizations, 450 deaths a year, according to the CDC. And Salmonella usually originates in feces and then is spread through contact. So if you don't wash your hands, you have tiny dirt spores, animal poop, all sorts of stuff. And so Salmonella, even though we see it on raw protein like poultry and all that, it doesn't necessarily, they say, have to do with fish. It was named after Dr. Daniel Salmon, who ran the Federal Bureau of Animal Industry in the late 19th century. So get to the packaged foods because it could survive even in a dry environment. Now, E. coli, Listeria, they can't live in a dry environment. They need damp. But whey powder is, I guess, a byproduct of milk. So when you use whey powder, it's like adding milk without really adding milk. That's why you can have these products on your shelf or on your counter. So you're getting the protein you need for the product without actually it being perishable. So they say in plants where the foods are made, these are now going to have to undergo very comprehensive cleaning. Dry facilities or factories that make packaged foods like cereal or crackers, they are cleaned using an ethanol-based sanitizer, dry ice, peracetic acid, or chlorine bleach. I mean, they are going to sterilize the heck out of these places. And so how they're getting in to the how they're getting into the dry conditions, not exactly sure. We think somebody's touching something, or it could be contaminated water used in crop irrigation, like what happened we saw with the E. coli issue with the romaine lettuce in Yuma. Or somebody's not cleaning the equipment thoroughly. Then the bacteria gets into the dry food, lays dormant. Then it gets into the your GI system. The bacteria has a biofilm, so it can live through your stomach acid, but then it sheds it as it gets into the intestine. So we are going to see more of these salmonella recalls. Again, what are symptoms? Well, if you did get sick from this, you could have diarrhea, abdominal cramps, fever. It would usually start anywhere between 12 hours to 3 days after. You could get sick for about 4 to 7 days. Some people do fine without any treatment. Other people, if they get really, really bad diarrhea, they may have to be hospitalized. If you're a baby, elderly, immunocompromised, that could be an issue. So again, how do you prevent salmonella? Well, going back to the turkey burgers we talked about last week, all right? When you eat a red meat burger, you're like, oh, let's leave a pink inside. Can't we do that with turkey meat? You have got to cook it thoroughly. When it comes to whey products and dry products, it's hard to smell or cook, or you can't really do much. So you got to keep an eye out for these recalls. If you eat anything raw, don't. Like cookie dough, you got to be really, really careful. Unpasteurized milk, you got to be careful. Use soap and water. Wash anything that's come into contact with raw meat, poultry, etc., like cutting boards, cooking utensils. When you do wash your chicken or your poultry, make sure it doesn't splatter all over the place. And always wash your hands with soap because your pets, feces, chickens, you know there's a huge salmonella recall now with chickens? 200 salmonella infections have been linked to backyard chickens. Apparently a lot of kids that are playing with the chickadees and the little ducklings are now being exposed to salmonella. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so what the heck happened here in China? Can somebody please explain this to me? There's a vaccine scandal coming out of China. I know some people have their panties all up in a bunch with the blood pressure medication recall, because there were a couple of generic companies in China that unfortunately made a byproduct that could be cancerous while they were manufacturing the generic drug, although we're not sure if any American generic companies had that manufacturing process happen here in America or if it happened in China. But now there's a vaccine scandal where, I guess, a large manufacturer called Changsheng Biotechnology Company was forced to recall 252,600 ineffective doses of vaccines for DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. 256,000 ineffective doses. So that had to happen back in November. Then earlier this July, a government investigation caught Changsheng falsifying data as about its rabies vaccine. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, it's China. Well, no. Not exactly. I mean, again, a lot of good things happen in China. You know, that's this is something that, unfortunately, the country has had to battle. You know, you get these rogue companies or, you know, some stupid BS gets done. And then, unfortunately, you have the fallout of, okay, well, you know, if it comes to China, it's going to have lead or it's going to have, you know, something wrong with it. What had happened with the the generic drug of Valsartan, used to be Diovan from Novartis, but then patent was expired, and generic companies picked it up. That happened in a different part of China. That happened in Linhai, China, by Zhengzhang Huai Pharmaceuticals. And I guess it could happen anywhere. But with this happened, all right, with Changsheng Biotechnology Company. Well, earlier this July, the government investigation caught that they were falsifying data about its rabies vaccine. And a local Food and Drug Administration fined the company 3.4 million yuan. I can't even pronounce the money. Manny, is it yen? Yon? What's the, I need a pronunciation check. Yen?
I think it's yen.
Yeah, okay. They spell it Y-U-A-N, though. Well, I don't have any Chinese money, so I wouldn't know. Or anyway, that equates in American dollars, this I know, to $500,000. So over the weekend, this is where it gets kind of kooky. There was an anonymous post recounting all of this. And then more went viral on the Chinese social network WeChat. They say, in addition to recent developments, according to TheAtlantic.com, it alleges that there was a complex web of corruption that went back decades involving other vaccines for hepatitis B and chickenpox. Now, the post was deleted the next day, but by then, this scandal had exploded. The Chinese government this week scrambled to put out statements assuring a prompt investigation. President Xi Jinping described the situation as vile and shocking. Police on Monday announced a swift arrest of four company executives, including its chairwoman. Now, from what we understand, their vaccines have not yet been tied to any deaths or illnesses, but there's been a lot of scandals that have been, you know, plaguing China in recent years. They say in 2016, a hospital pharmacist sold 2 million doses of vaccine that was improperly stored in an overheated, dilapidated storeroom. There's also been scandals over tainted milk, infant formula, pork, cooking oil, and water. So obviously, we're losing our trust in the government's ability to keep the public safe. One user commented on Weibo, which is like a Twitter-like Chinese social network, says people in leadership are not doing their best by the people. It's a series of scandals about fake baby formula, fake vaccines, child abuse, daycare, sexual assault. Everything we eat, wear, and use endangers us. Another Weibo user says, my children already drink imported baby formula. Now they need to start getting imported vaccines. They said, might as well leave the country for all our health needs. Now, since 2008, that was when there was that formula that was tainted with the chemical melamine. It's killed six babies, sickened 300,000 more. So many Chinese parents are very wary of formula made domestically. So a lot of them go to Hong Kong to buy infant formula. They say since the news of the faulty vaccines broke, clinics of Hong Kong have been now fielding calls from panicked parents in mainland China. One Hong Kong clinic told the South China Morning Post that their phone has been ringing nonstop. So they don't want people freaked out. They don't want to spread a lot of panic or danger. And again, this is just one vaccine company. But what it does, shall we say, open our eyes to and enlighten us to, is there could be a lot of corruption. There could be a lot of half-assed sort of protocols not being followed. And don't think America is immune from this. So one thing that scared the hell out of me was when we open up our office, we check everything. You do a, whenever you open up a medical office, just like before you get on an airplane, just, you know, like you should do before you get into a car, you're supposed to do safety checks. So one of the first things we do is we check our refrigerator and our freezer. And it was cold, and, you know, you check the temperature. But one of my staff people said, it's interesting, the boxes are a little soggy. And I go, what do you mean? And we go and we see that the vaccine boxes are freshly wet. Now, the vaccines are all safe. They're all, you know, encased. The temperature of the refrigerator is fine. So I'm like, well, I wonder if something happened with the Freon. Was there some, you know, my father used to, you know, work in appliances. So I, you know, get my husband to take a look. And I'm like, did something melt in here? And then not. So what we figured out happened, and we didn't give the vaccines, we threw them out, is a cleaning lady unplugged the refrigerator, plugged it back in, not sure why, because there's other outlets for the, you know, for the vacuum, and there's no carpet in the lab, so we're not sure what the heck happened there, but somebody unplugged it, plugged it back in. So my issue is if something had time to melt, then those vaccines were not stored at 100% the degrees they needed to be. And then we had other times in the past where we would just come and the refrigerator would be warm. Somebody unplugged. So we stopped stocking vaccines. Unless there were a fridge that I could watch and I could make sure that nobody would mess with. Now, for us, yeah, it was kind of a lot of money. But we didn't overstock a lot of vaccines, so throwing out a few hundred dollars of vaccines, not the biggest deal. But imagine a clinic that doesn't like to throw things out. Imagine somebody going, well, they're cold, so it's okay. That stuff can't happen. Or let's hit the staff person going, oh, my God, I don't want to get in trouble. Let me get rid of the box. The vaccines look good. They're still cold. I'm sure they're fine. There could be a lot of cover-up stuff. I told you some of the cover-up stuff I saw in restaurants. So that's what makes me a little nervous. But there's nothing you can do to prevent that. I mean, as a consumer. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud.
Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.